Last week, Hudsonville farmer Scott Lubber was in a hurry. About 20 of his workers were trying to harvest a huge lettuce crop as fast as they could.
Been kind of a rough week with the heat.
Yeah. A little hot, a little dry.
Is that why you're in a hurry trying to get those plants out?
Yeah, you know, the quicker we can get them up to the barn, you know, so they don't wilt down too quick. That's very important, crucial for shelf life.
Tomorrow, about 2,500 pounds of Lubber's lettuce will go into a salad bar that could go down in the history books. The city of Hudsonville, just southwest of Grand Rapids, is trying to break a world record for the longest continuous salad bar. Michelle Fair is the executive director of the Hudsonville Area Chamber of Commerce, one of the brains behind the operation.
Nola Mayonnaise out of South Africa is actually the current record holder, and the current record is 660.1 feet long. And they had four vegetables on their salad, so the current record is those four vegetables plus it's really based on length is what we're going for, is the longest salad bar, but you have to have at least four vegetables and dressing to go after the record.
The city is planning to make their salad bar 680 feet, about 20 feet longer than Nola's. Fair says the idea for the world record came out of plans for the city's first salad bowl bash.
We've got a strong agricultural history here in Hudsonville. And so when we were kind of looking at, you know, what do we want to do this summer, we thought, you know, let's try and celebrate what we have here. What is, you know, the history of Hudsonville? And so kind of went, well, we're the salad bowl city. So the salad bowl bash sounds like a perfect festival for us.
So they decided to start the festival off with a bang by making a huge salad bar with all local veggies.
We've got Meetama Produce, and they are providing the radishes, the celery, and the carrots. Lubber Brothers Farms is providing the romaine lettuce, the red leaf lettuce, and the green leaf lettuce. Superior Produce is doing zucchini, cucumbers, red and green cabbages, and peppers. And then Crown Produce and Bosgraf Farms are both doing onions for us.
Dan Jensen is one of the newest members of the Hudsonville Area Chamber of Commerce. If the city makes the world record, his jewelry store, Jensen Jewelers, will be the world record holder, at least on paper.
My son, who's 14, loves the Guinness Book of World Records, so I had a slight motivation there to impress my son. It's really been cool because a lot of people picked up the story. The Grand Rapids Press, you know, certainly the local media, but also Detroit Free Press and the newspaper in San Francisco has actually picked up the story. So it's kind of cool that I thought this would be a bigger-than-life event and that it's actually kind of panning out.
Fair says the chamber is expecting a big turnout for the Salad Bowl Bash. They've already given away thousands of free tickets. Farmer Scott Lubber says he just hopes he can keep up.
What happens if they don't make the world record and then all of your lettuce?
I don't know what happens. I'm a little nervous about that. Make sure that I can come up with enough. So, hopefully we get it.
The city of Hudsonville will make a world record attempt for the longest continuous salad bar at the Salad Bowl Bash tomorrow. You can pick up a free ticket at City Hall, Jensen Jewelers, and other Hudsonville businesses.